football. Playoffs continue this week. More than one wiseacre has said that defense is the key to winning football games. You know, you can ask the reigning champion St. Louis Rams. They lost last week despite scoring more than 30 points, but the other guys scored more. So this weekend, two teams with the best defense in professional football will meet: the Tennessee Titans, number one, the Baltimore Ravens are number two. Don't tell that to the Ravens, though. The Miami Dolphins take their Pro Bowl defense team to Oakland to face the Raiders. Over in the NFC, the New York Giants will try to stop Donovan McNabb and the Philadelphia Eagles, and the New Orleans Saints, impressive, you guessed it, defense, will try to stop Dante Culpepper and the Minnesota Vikings. Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, joins us. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And last week, all the teams with the top offenses just got stopped, didn't they?
Well, this is a playoffs for people who like underdogs and who like defense. And when you talk about underdogs, Scott, the Saints, the Eagles, the Raiders in the playoffs, it doesn't exactly figure. But no, you're absolutely right. Here you have New Orleans, which was just superb and surprising, I think, even themselves a little bit against the Rams, who were only the defending Super Bowl champions last year.
Yeah.
And now they're going up against Minnesota, which is favored despite the fact it's lost its last three games because it hasn't been able to stop the other team from scoring. But people just haven't really picked up on they don't really believe in the Saints yet, and they still believe, I think, a little bit too much in the Vikings. But if what you say is right, if defense wins out, then the Saints are certainly going to win that game.
Let me ask about the face-off between the Titans and the Ravens, and particularly the contention they have over the title of best defensive team in football. Let's see. The Titans allowed the fewest yards, right?
Right. And the Ravens
allowed the fewest
points. I think I know where you're going here.
Well, no.
Is that right?
Yes, exactly. That's true. So who really has bragging rights?
Gee, Scott, how many linebackers can dance on the head of a pin? You know, it's a theological question. But you know what? This could be one of those games that could end up 31-30, and you'll wonder why you even asked the question.
Yeah.
I think this could be one of the best games of a very attractive weekend of games, by the way,
yeah,
just because you've got these two tremendous defenses. But what's interesting is that these teams have played each other not once this year, but twice, and they split. And both games went down to the last minute, to the last play, I mean. Hmm. So I think they've sort of captured everybody, the attention of everybody in football, Scott. This could be a great game.
I guess I got a note between Dante Culpepper, Donovan McNabb, Steve McNair, Aaron Brooks. So many of the most promising quarterbacks in football are African-American athletes.
Isn't it interesting how quickly it happened? Doesn't it seem like just a few years ago when whenever a great quarterback, great college black quarterback came out of college, he was immediately made a defensive back or a wide receiver?
Yeah.
Nobody seemed to give them the chance. I've heard Tony Dungy, who's the coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, said the same thing happened to him, that he wanted to be a quarterback. He thought he had the credentials to be a quarterback coming out of college, and nobody would let him do it. And now I think the worm has turned to the point where I wouldn't be surprised if up somewhere in NFL executive suites, they're not combing the black colleges or combing colleges for black quarterbacks, wondering if they haven't been missing something. You wonder if maybe the prejudice, if you want to call it that, hasn't gone the other way.
Mm-hmm. Ron, who do you see standing at the end of the weekend?
Scott, I am looking for a New Orleans-Philadelphia NFC title game and an Oakland-Baltimore AFC title game. These are next week, if only because I can't imagine what the odds in that parlay would have been at the beginning of the season.
Oh, my gosh. None of those four teams you would have thought.
We'll see. If defense really does carry the day, then the Saints are going to win. The Dolphins are going to win. Mm-hmm. The Giants, who I'm not even sure they have an offense, they'll win. And that Ravens-Titans game, that's a tough one. That one could really go either way.
Okay, Ron, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, who's also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times, speaking to us from our studios in Chicago, where the football season has been over for a few weeks.